We interrupt our program to bring you a special broadcast.
Robert Bly.
He is tenacious, isn't he?
Scott.
He's a brave and a decent man. He's a pioneer.
Bell.
This message must be read in every newspaper, heard on every radio, seen on every television.
The Robert Scott Belcher. Scott Belcher.
Thanks for helping me rock the health world on this Healing Revolution Friday. We got past the question of the day. Is it McDonald's fault or is it the parents' fault? Whose is it? Well, certainly here it's not Reno Raleigh's fault. He is the founder of Boku Superfood, and you've heard about it. Mike Adams gave it the special award that he did. I love the stuff. I'm putting it in my powdered smoothies along for my kids as well. So we got the superfoods going on right here on the Healing Revolution. Reno, I'm so glad you're with me.
Thank you, Robert. It's great to be here. Really, really an honor to participate in your show. I'm a huge fan.
Well, thanks. You really are a part of the Healing Revolution, though, in that as a parent, as someone who really cares about many things, you've actually put that care and concern into action in producing a product of food that I feel very comfortable endorsing and actually using for my whole family as well. And that's why I wanted you on here, to give everybody an introduction to you and let you know a little bit more about your background, how this all came about.
Yeah, thank you so much, Robert. Clearly, I am very, very passionate about Boku Superfood, about the company Boku International. And, you know, it goes back quite a ways. You know, the company's roots, you know, really go back to 1994 when my son, who at the time was about 4 years old, was diagnosed with an attention disorder, a focus disorder. And, you know, of course, the doctor that we had seen right away wanted to prescribe, you know, drugs for him. And my wife and I, even back then, we just weren't really into pharmaceutical drugs at all. And it was really my wife, Lynn, who took the initiative to contact a homeopathic physician at the time. And that doctor recommended a superfood, a green superfood to us back then. It was a product that Dr. Schultz actually had on the market. So we got a hold of the product and we thought, well, heck, let's give it a try, you know. And it was that doctor's opinion that perhaps using nutrition, using food as medicine for our son could help him. And, you know, we ate pretty good. You know, we didn't consider ourselves at the time, you know, bad eaters or consumers of a bad diet. You know, I thought we ate pretty good. But this whole concept of superfoods was very new to us back then. So, you know, we gave it a try and, you know, we had our son taking it. We thought, well, let's make this a whole, you know, sort of family effort. And so the whole family, my wife and I, my son, my daughter, who was just a baby at the time, we all started on that superfood product. And, you know, we saw amazing results, not just in our son, and his improved focus and just overall attitude, but ourselves. I mean, we thought, wow, this is amazing. You know, our digestion improved, you know, our energy levels were improving. We just felt really good. And just, you know, it was that kind of sense of wellness, you know, that,
well,
that's
a very real thing. It's a very tangible thing. Some people say, well, no, it's too subtle. I can't tell. No, when you move from a standard American diet to food that is real, it is a life-transforming event, because that's my story. I grew up on the four food groups when they were pizza, hot dogs, Coca-Cola, and potato chips, and then transitioned to better. I switched to organic. Gosh, it's been about 25 years now or more, and never looked back. People thought, well, that's just a fad. He's just going to do it for a while. It's like I never stopped, and I've never felt better each year, getting stronger. And then when we add, like you said, the next transition is not only better choices, but even going into the more super nutrient-dense foods, it takes it to another level. I keep finding the energy going up and up.
Yeah, exactly. It's not something you hear. It's not something you've read somewhere. It's something you experience. It's something you feel. You know, when you flood your cells with that kind of nutrition, you know, you can't help but feel the difference. So, you know, we stuck with that for quite a while. That's where it all began. And then, you know, when we came out here to California, I actually came out to take the CEO post for a company that was run by Kevin Trudeau, who many of your listeners are familiar with. Kevin brought me out here to California. I became his CEO. And, you know, right away, we kind of jumped into a real mess. I had to navigate through a couple massive federal lawsuits with the FDA and the FTC. And this was for, you know, things that happened before my time. But through that process, I ended up resigning as CEO and became an independent consultant. And in that capacity, you know, I advised Kevin that he get out of the product business, which had gotten him in so much hot water, and that we focus on books and information. So we ended up, Kevin Trudeau and I, co-creating a massively successful New York Times number one bestseller that, again, I'm sure yourself and many of the readers are familiar with, Natural Cures, They Don't Want You to Know About. And what happened